details, more details about the program. All right, James?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Giselle. Hello, James. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you doing?
It's Wednesday, brother. Just another day in paradise. I was hoping I woke up today and it was Friday, but, you know.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, still hump day. Anyhow, James, I'm going to try to be very straight to the point with you and be mindful of your time. I hope you're okay with that, brother.
Okay.
So mobile mower repair and services, what exactly do you specialize in, James? What do you
it's all lawn equipment.
Okay, so you're not doing
ride zero turns. Well, I'm doing that too. I do mobile mower repair service, plus lawn maintenance, plus pressure washing, welding if need be, things like that.
Okay, and let me ask you just really straightforward. Are you in a position right now where if you were to start receiving more calls from the Google platform, right, if we put you up there on the first page, let's say we work together, are you able to handle more jobs right now? Are you able to take on new customers? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's what we wanted to hear because that's what, you know, the opportunity we have available. So let me be brief with you here. So this is what we're proposing, James. We had a position within the first page of Google that opened up about an hour ago. Okay, just so you know, to be on the first page of Google, there has to be availability, right? It's not like any Joe can come and say, hey, man, put me on the first page. Doesn't work that way, right? I mean, if it did, then everybody and their mother would want to be on that first page because people know that when you're on that first page of Google, you will not be short of work. That's for sure. Okay.
Right.
What we're doing is we're calling the Jacksonville area. You're the third call of the day. Our first two guys that we reached out, we left voicemails. We didn't get an answer. So we call the Jacksonville area. We look for someone that does landscaping, lawn care. And when we do find someone that does that, then we have to close that spot up. And, I mean, we can always put you on Google, but it just wouldn't be on the first page anymore if that position gets filled in. So long story short, brother. What we are proposing is to put mobile mower repair and services right alongside of like A-Green lawn and pressure washing, Water's Edge, Dirty X pressure washing and lawn care, KLT, Pier Pro lawn and landscaping services, Duval's cleaning, American Lawn, J3 Pros, and Dynamic Multi-Services, which includes lawn care and pressure washing. So these companies, James, not sure if you heard of them, but they're also out of Jacksonville. They do the same work that you do, brother. The only difference is that these guys are paying to be on the first page.
Okay.
And that's what's keeping them busy. Okay? Okay.
Right.
So that's where we would be placing you, okay, right alongside of your competitors on that first page. Okay, and I'll tell you something.
Okay.
On that first page of Google, there's only about 8 to 10 slots. Then everybody gets pushed out to page number 3, 4, 5, 6, wherever Google puts you. But 96% of the revenue is always going to go to the guys on the first page. Why? Because people very rarely click on the second or third, fourth page. You know, they just, even myself, when I'm Google something, I get the first, you know, 5-6 options and I choose one of them. You know, so.
Right.
Now, the reason I say that to you is that when you're on the first page, brother, the cake is big enough to go around. Everybody gets a slice. You know, I mean, now, let me ask a question. Since you've had the company, James, have you built a website for the business or not yet?
No, I haven't done any of that part yet. Okay. I'm still trying to get to where I get my business cards going and, getting a couple of signs made for my truck,
Okay. That's
stuff like that. So
you're doing it right. That's perfectly good. I mean, the reason I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, we would build the website for Mobile Mower repair and service, and we wouldn't charge you additional. It comes included with the service. Okay.
Okay.
Have you taken any pictures of the work that you've done by any chance?
I did one. I don't remember if I still got it on my phone or not. I'm driving right now. I haven't done, I'm getting ready. I got one customer I got to go do this afternoon that I will be taking pictures of.
Okay. Make sure you take pictures. It actually helps a lot, brother. Because we can put those pictures on Google, and then we can also put them on the website that we would build for you. Matter of fact, let me send you a text message with a sample of the site so you can have an idea of what I'm referring to. I just sent you a text message that's going to come from our company at Local Splash. It's going to be a sample of the website that we would be able to build for Mobile Mower Repair and Service. Now this, that 635-0140, is that a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm making it, correct you because, Angie kind of didn't put it in there. It's technically the name of my business is 4-Stroke Mobile Mower Repair and Service.
Okay. All right.
It was supposed to have 4-Stroke in it, and
okay.
It got missed.
No worries. We can fix that and put that correctly on Google. I mean, you know, that's where it really matters. Again, I'm not saying that Angie's is not a good company or anything of that nature, but I'll tell you this much. It does not compare to Google. I mean, nobody can, to be honest.
Right.
You know, that's where all the real bread and butter is. I don't know if you knew this, but do you know where Angie's buys the leads that they resell to you? Do you know where they get their leads from, by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, they get them from Google, James. Isn't that ironic?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what they do is that they'll put a sign on Google. You know, they buy themselves a spot on Google, which they pay a lot of money for, and it says best 10 lawn care service companies in all Jacksonville. And people click on that thinking they're reaching an actual company, but it's Angie's. And then Angie takes that information, they flip it, and then they sell you that lead just a lot more expensive. So, you know, imagine you put yourself directly on that first page of Google, you can cut out the middleman. You know, there'd be no need for you to be paying someone to do what you can do yourself, if that makes sense.
That does make a lot of sense and be a whole heck of a lot cheaper, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes, it will. A lot cheaper. Okay. So did you get my text message by any chance?
Give me just a second here. I think I did.
It's going to come from Local Splash. It's going to say Local Splash. Did you get one that says that?
No, I have not gotten it yet.
Okay.
635-0140.
Yeah, 904.
All right. 635-0140.
Okay, bear with me one second. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, let's see something here. Yes, 904-635-0140. Huh. I'm wondering why it's not going through here. I mean, this is a first time I run into an actual cell phone not going through here. Let me see something here. Bear with me one second.
Okay.
Okay. What's an email address for you, brother? What's a good email address?
KW is all lowercase letters. KWAAK03@gmail.com.
Okay. That came up as a valid one. See, that was done pretty quick. So let me okay. All right, I just sent it to your email. You have a chance to take a look at that. It's a sample website, you know, to what we would be able to do for the company, okay? And the reason I asked you to make sure that you're doing the pictures and stuff is because we can upload them onto the website. Do you have access to your emails right now?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
All right. Get you on speaker right quick.
Yeah, it's okay, brother. Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you on speaker. Okay.
It's going to come from my name, Mario Molita, and it's going to say Local Splash Google Partner. And then
right.
It's going to be a link. When you click on the link, it's going to open up and say Premier Greenscapes.
Right, I got it.
Okay, right there where it says Premier Greenscapes, James, this is where your company name will be, okay?
Okay.
And then right underneath that where it says Expert Services, this is where we would list whatever it is that you offer the public. So like this company, again, this is a sample one. This is what, you know, your website would look like. They do lawn care services, landscaping services, gardening services. In your case, it's going to say lawn care services, power washing. You also provide the actual
lawn tools.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then you sell the tools, so we will list that on there as well. So anything that you do, we'll list it on the website, and this is where we'll put the pictures, if you have any pictures of the work that you've done. We would also put
okay.
it on there. Okay? And then if you scroll to the bottom where it says About Us, this is where we will talk about the company, right? We'll talk about your company, make sure that, you know, I mean, we want to make you look very nice, very professional, and make you stand out amongst the competitors. Okay? And then
okay.
if you scroll all the way to the bottom, just to make this a little bit quicker, it's going to say Quick and Reliable. Then the business hours, this is where we're going to list the hours of operations that you're able to take calls from customers on Google. Navigation, how far outside of Jacksonville you're willing to travel for new customers. And then if you look at the bottom right portion of this, there's a little phone and text message icon. We will link up the number ending in 0140 to the website. So when the customer is ready to call you for service, they don't have to look up your number. All they would do is hit the little phone icon, and that's going to connect them directly to your cell phone. Okay, so
okay.
the difference is now you will be in contact directly with your client. There'll be no more interference. Because what happens right now is that when somebody calls for you, Angie decides who they want to route that call to, right? So they'll give that call to about 6 or 7 others that do the same thing you do. And then everybody is sitting there scrambling to try to get that lead and get that job. Yet,
right.
Just because you accepted that call, Angie already hit you with about $30 or $40, you know, because you accepted that lead. Whether you get the job or not, you still got to pay, right? So
right.
it's completely different on Google, and I think you're going to love that fact. So aside from putting you on the first page, James, we would also build a website for you. Are you on any type of social media right now, like, you know, Facebook, Instagram, anything of that nature?
Facebook is the only one I'm really on as far as social media.
Okay. And don't worry, Facebook has been to prove, it's been proven that it has the highest success rate. That's why Google works directly with Facebook. So we would actually promote the Facebook page that you have. Now let me ask, the Facebook page you have, is it for the business or you're talking about a personal one?
Well, actually there's both. I got two separate pages, my regular Facebook page, and then I did a I thought was a business page for the business, but it's basically just like every time I've gone on it, all I'm seeing is other news, you know, other posts and things like that. It's not really showing anything as far as everything I do, unless they go look on that profile.
Okay. So we would handle that as well, because we work directly as well, like I said, with Facebook. So we would promote that Facebook page that you have, you know, make it look very nice, legitimate, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. And that's already included. You don't pay extra for the ads. And I like to point that out, because if you get a hold of Facebook, Facebook will charge you anywhere from $10 to $15 a day to run the ads for you. And we include that within our service, okay? That's already included.
Okay.
And then the last platform that we would list you on that also works directly under Google is Apple, right? That's for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches on the internet. We would also list the company on Apple Maps. So anyone that has an iPhone that is looking for lawn care, you know, maintenance, repair, they're going to also find your business, James. So that's why I said, I mean, as long as you're able to take on more work, you know, you're ready to buckle up, we're ready to work with you as well. Now let's discuss pricing. You know, that's another thing that that matters and that is quite important. The pricing, like I told you in the beginning, James, is actually quite affordable. It's $299 a month. There's no contract, right? It's month to month, and it's unlimited calls and unlimited amount of leads. What does that mean? It does not matter how many calls you get, how many leads you get, how many jobs you land, whether 1 month you get 15 jobs, the next month you get 20, that $299 is not going to change based on that. Okay?
Okay.
So as long as you pay those $299 a month, our job is to keep you busy. And like I said, you'll be on the first page of Google. So, you know, as long as, like I said, you're ready to take on more work, we're definitely wanting to work with you. The only thing that you do pay the first month with your first month of service is a $99 programming fee. That's all across the board for anyone that comes on board and puts their company on the first page of Google. They pay $99 the first month. Okay, but it's only the first month, which is a programming charge. Every single month is $299. Okay. Now,
okay.
There is no contract. When I tell you that there's no contract, this is what I mean. It means that you have the right to stop, pause, or cancel the service at any point if we're not meeting your expectations. Now, let's also be honest, James. If we're keeping you busy, right, this is Google, if we're keeping you busy and we're having that flow of traffic come in, I don't think you would want to cancel either way, right? Because at the end of the day, what matters are results. You know,
right.
That's what I tell customers. You know, a lot of these companies, they shoot you with all this mumbo jumbo and tell you that the sky is pink and that the stars and the moon and all this, you know, BS just to get you to go with them. And I tell my customers, I like to be very direct. I'd rather be transparent with you and establish a long-term relationship and tell you how things are, is we're not going to make you a multimillionaire, James, by being on Google.
Right.
Okay, so let's make sure, you know, that, you know, we're clear on that, right? So,
right.
But we can definitely help you stay busy and have that phone ringing. And that's all our customers ask for, James. They're just like, hey, man, you know what? I need some work. You know, I need to get out there and have that phone ringing. And I just like to be transparent. You know, I don't want to tell a customer, oh, yeah, just because you're on Google, you're going to be rich. Right?
Right.
That's a bunch of baloney, man. But, I mean, keeping you busy, it's also not a challenge for Google, right? Because, I mean, you'll be part of the first page. Now,
right.
Are you open for residential and commercial work, James, or you're just strictly residential? Talk to me.
Well, as far as lawn maintenance part, mm-hmm. I mean, right now, at this point in time, for at least a couple more weeks,
mm-hmm.
All I can do is residential, right? I can do some small commercials, but I'm not equipped yet to do the big commercial part. As far as that.
Okay, so let's say that, you know, business is doing great. You know, you're getting quite a bit of work. I mean, you would eventually be in a position where you can take on commercial. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, let me ask this as well. Can we list you as light commercial, right, where you're just doing a little bit of commercial work, where we're talking about maybe the lawn service for, you know, a doctor's office, a restaurant, you know, I mean, some light commercial work. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I can do.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. And then, James, what is your last name, brother?
It's Quake. It's K-W-A-A-K.
Oh, okay. That's where the the email address comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. And then that 904-635-0140, is that a good number where the customers can call you, James, or do you have a separate number?
It's just that number.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then here's an important question, brother. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available, do the work?
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a way you can get on that, Nextdoor neighbor app?
Yeah, absolutely. Is your schedule listed on there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's where I started my business page to begin with. And I've been on Nextdoor for a little over 3 years, and I do have a business page on there. And that's got everything. And hours, what I do.
I see what you're saying. Nextdoor, yeah, okay. Just so you know, Nextdoor is completely different than what Google is, and I'm sure you know that, right?
I mean,
I'm not trying to down talk any company whatsoever, you know, James, Angie's List, but I'll tell you very honest and very just, you know, you've been straight with me, I'll keep it very straight with you, is you can put together Nextdoor, Angie's List, Facebook, and you're still not going to get the results you'll get being on that first page of Google. I'll tell you that much, just so you know.
Oh, I know, which I understand that. Nextdoor, it was just a trial basis, so to speak.
Okay.
And it's not really, I don't have it set up to where, you know, I'm showing ads for my business or anything like that.
Okay, perfect. What's the actual name of the business? You told me it was not Mobile More, right? It's different.
Right. It's four, the number four, stroke.
Okay. Four, stroke. Okay.
Mobile Mower Repair and Service.
All right. So it's four stroke Mobile Mower Repair and Service. Okay.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Let me update that here. So that's what we'll show on Google as well. And then, let me pull that up here for you here as well. I'm able to pull it up on our end as well. Here, bear with me 1 second. Okay. Okay. Just so you know, at some point, you also had a listing on Yelp.
Yeah, I forgot about them. I've been trying to close them out.
Okay. All right. I just wanted you to know because it pops up for me right away. Once I type your company name into the box, it shows me everywhere you're listed. And I just wanted you to know that, you know, you're also on there as well. So, you know, just, okay. So I have you on here, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Does that sound right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And you would like to keep that schedule on Google as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to make a hell of a difference here now that you're on Google. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then how far outside of Jacksonville, James, are you willing to travel for a new customer?
Let's see, Duval,
okay,
Nassau, and Clay County.
Okay, what do you say, what is that, about a 40, 50-mile radius?
Give or take, I'm guessing.
Okay, that's what I'm guessing as well. So I'm going to put you down 40 or 50 miles out. Obviously, it has to make financial sense if you're going to travel that far.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said you'll take pictures today, right, of some of the work you'll do?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep in mind.
I'm even going to do the. Mm-hmm. I'm going to even do the small engine repair as well.
Gotcha.
Because I'm working on one mower
mm-hmm.
now that customer's waiting on me.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm going to get you off this phone here a couple of minutes. I'll be quick. Now, I'm sorry that I sound repetitive, but the system just prompted me to ask you one more time, James.
Okay.
Are you in a position right now where if you start getting calls from the Google platform, you definitely could handle more business right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Sorry for that question. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, James, tomorrow is Thursday. You'll get a courtesy call from our IT guys. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. These are the guys that are going to build the website for you that will put you on the first page of Google, the guys that will do the ads on Facebook, that will put you on Apple. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
More than likely, probably in the morning.
Okay.
I'm usually up by about 7, and between 6 and 7, so sometimes
right.
earlier. It depends on who wakes me up.
It's funny that you say that. You're just like me. It depends who wakes me up.
It's either one of my stepsons or one of my two dogs.
You know what? You beat me to the punch. I was going to, for me, it's normally my daughters or either that or my dog that comes and jumps on me. I have a smaller dog, it's a Maltese, but yeah, definitely understandable. The earliest I have tomorrow, with the IT guys, would be 10 a.m. or I have a 5 p.m. as well in the afternoon.
10 should be okay.
It should be okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll tell you this much, and I'm, just being very straightforward with you, man. You're going to definitely see the difference and really enjoy the services on that first page of Google. And it's not about liking the service, James. At the end of the day, it's about being busy, and that's something that we can help with. I also have to create a password for the account, James. This is just in case you ever call us or we call you or you wanted to make a change on Google. We need to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three questions. You can choose one, whichever one you choose, whatever answer you provide, that would be the password for the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what is that?
Jacksonville.
Give me 1 second. Perfect. Jacksonville is the password to the account, okay? Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All righty. And then you do have access to K-W-A-A-K. How do you pronounce your last name, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
Quake, like earthquake.
I would have never in a million years guessed that that's the way you would spell it. I'll tell you that much.
Very few people, as far as the spelling goes, is they think it's going to be like Q-U-A-K-E K-W, or they'll pronounce it like quack, stuff like that. But if they say quack, I go, I'll make the duck sound.
What'd you say? Where's Donald, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and you do have access to KWAAK03@gmail, obviously. You got my email.
What time?
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to get these confirmations out to you here in a second. Now, to get the ball rolling, get you on that first page, get that website going, James, there's two different ways that the company allows you to satisfy that monthly service of the $299. You can either use the company card if you have one available, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I pretty much use my personal card.
Personal card, okay.
For everything.
Keep in mind, yeah, no worries. Keep in mind that we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card name has to match identically on our end or our system will reject it. So does the card say James Quake, or what does it exactly say?
Oh, it'll say James Quake the third.
Third, okay. So the third, is it, how is that spelled, James?
It's either three, number three with the lowercase RD, or it's like the,
Okay, can you look at your card and let me know how it says it, please? I need to make sure it's correct.
Second.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like, three little ones, right? Like three I's.
That's basically about what it is.
So I just have to make sure it's correct. Otherwise, like I said, because we work with very secure and protected systems, it has to be identical, or it just will say that it's incorrect and not accepted.
Right.
Or let me know if it says 3RD.
No, it's like the 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
Okay, so James Quake the third. All right, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, James?
Visa.
Visa, okay. Bear with me here. Okay, all Visa card numbers start with number 4, James. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that number for me, and then I'll get that confirmation to your email as we're on the phone.
Okay, it's 4737-0291-9287-9386.
Okay, expiration date?
08-2028.
2028. Okay. And the last is going to be something called a CC code, which will be the last numbers located behind the card. It's 3 digits.
714.
714. All right, James, stand by for me 1 second while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one. Okay.
Okay.
Bear with me. Okay. And then the billing address associated with this, is it the 10411 Moncrief Dismore Road?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. While I'm doing that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap it up. Just do me a big favor. Please make sure that 10 a.m. tomorrow, you do not miss that call from our IT department. The reason I say that is, our IT guys, they're going to verify that everything that I sent over to them today is correct. They're also going to make sure that they put you under all the correct keywords, right? So what happens now is that the keywords, and I'm sure you know this, you've been around the block quite a bit. When people go on Google, nobody is going to go on Google and type in 4-stroke mobile mower repair and service, right? People are going to go on Google and say, I need, my lawn fixed, or I need power washing, or I need landscaping, or, so they're going to make sure that your company pops up on that first page under all the correct keywords, okay? So make sure you don't miss that call, okay? So let me just read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap it up here. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, James. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice via email. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, let me know. I'll clarify anything for you. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification, a direct channel partner to Google. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my side, Mr. Quack, can you please verify the name of the company for me?
4-stroke. Mobile mower repair and service.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
James Quake, the owner,
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Four Stroke Mobile Mower Repair and Service, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on this card and billing information that you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, James, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Your initial payment, keep in mind, it's $2.99 a month. The only difference today is that $99 setup fee. So the total today is $398. Every month after, the amount is going to stay a flat $299. Now, also keep this in mind, James. This is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service, okay? What does that mean? That you have the right to stop, pause, or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy, okay?
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but I still have to let you know that you have that right.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So let me get everything here processed. You're going to get the welcome emails here in a bit. Bear with me here 1 second. You're going to start getting emails, text messages saying, welcome to the company. So bear with me 1 second. There's going to be one email in particular, James, that you're going to receive that is going to have three little boxes that you have to fill in, and I'll let you know what that is. It says that you give us permission to call or text you when we have to, that the card that you provided today and all the information is correct, and that your next billing cycle will not be due recurrently until July 4th, and the flat rate is $299. Once you click in those three little squares, this is what it's going to do. It's going to lock you into the $299 a month rate, and then we're also going to give you access to our dashboard. James, what is the dashboard? The dashboard is where you're going to be able to track and see how many people are clicking on your Google profile, how many calls are being generated from Google, and how many leads are coming from Google, because we want to make sure that you're aware, you know, the progress that we're doing for you, right? So you know that it's coming from Google. Does that make sense? So that way, when you see it working, you give us the credit, you know,
right.
Like, okay, you know, so that's why that happens. So that's where we're going to give you access to that. So bear with me here 1 second. Let me get that email sent over to you.
Okay.
And you do have access to your emails right now. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. All right. I haven't sent it just yet, brother. I'm processing everything.
That's okay.
Okay, I see that it's about to process. So there's two things. I can help you get that filled in, which I normally love to do with my clients, because when you get the call from the IT guys, it saves you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone, because they're going to ask you to complete this anyways. So, all right, let me double check that here. Okay. All right, you should get in about 30 seconds. I just sent it, so give it about 30 seconds, and then you should be receiving it.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. All right. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just asking. Do y'all have an app that I
yes.
need to download or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow that you speak to our IT guys, make sure you run that by them. They can definitely help you if you wanted to do that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, James. The IT guys. They went to school a lot longer than I did. They know a lot more. If I would tell you that I knew as much as they did, it'd be a bunch of baloney. yeah. Those guys are like the computer geniuses, you know. They know all the back end stuff, and sometimes I get customers, "Hey Mario, how do you do this on Google and put a new this?" And I'm like, "Give me 1 second. Let me get you to the guy that can that can help you with that."
Right.
All right, so you just got that email, the first one. You're going to get a few of them. Let me know if you're seeing it.
Yeah, I got the first one, the initial invoice.
Okay, yes, that one right there.
Okay.
When you open that, okay, once you open it, it's going to say, "Hello, James, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." So what you want to look for right under there is going to be the words that say, "Please click here to accept terms." Okay, click on that, James.
Okay.
Once you click on that, towards the bottom left, you're going to see those three little boxes right underneath your phone number. Towards the bottom left. Okay. You want to go through read through them. You can, do that. What I told you is exactly what they say. You agree for us to send you messages to your number when we need to. You certify that you're the authorized holder and that all the information is complete. And you acknowledge that the payment will be done recurring on July 4th. And then right underneath that, about three sentences below that, you're going to see where it says signature, your name. It's going to say James Quake.
Dang it. Okay, hold on. I'm actually going back to...
Oh, okay. No worries. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get this because it's not showing. I'm doing this on my phone. It's not showing me the whole bottom part of the page.
Oh, it's okay. If it's not showing you the bottom of the page, you got to turn your phone sideways, brother, and then it'll do it.
My phone is kind of tricky. I haven't been able to get my auto rotate part straightened out.
Okay. Yeah, the auto rotating part is going to definitely do a big number for you there. Definitely help quite a bit.
I'd go to my settings, see if I can get it though.
Yeah, do you have an iPhone or what do you have?
It's Android. It's a Galaxy A15.
Oh, Android. Okay. Yeah, I haven't used an Android in about 10 years, so I couldn't I couldn't tell you, James. I was going to say, if you have an iPhone, I can tell you exactly how to do it, but I think you can figure it out where you can just allow it to rotate.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. If I was at the house, I'd have done it on the...
That normally is a little symbol that has like a little circle. Here, let me see if I can find that for you. Bear with me.
Anyway.
Second.
Come on. Joke. Picture modes. My phone does not have a rotation deal on it. Let me try something.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Let's see if I can put it this way. There we go. Now I can do it.
Okay. Perfect. I was just going to tell you. I Googled it. I was going to tell you how to do it. But okay. So turn your phone sideways. So you click on the three little boxes, and right underneath that where it says James Quake, well, you want to type in your name just as it shows there, James, capital J, right underneath your name. It says click here and type your name. You put James and then Quake, and then the three little ones are going to be three capital I's.
Okay. Confirm signature. Okay, now it just sent me to welcome to Local Splash.
Oh, okay.
My username and password.
Okay, yep, you did it correctly, brother. Okay, so you don't have to worry about the username and password. You're going to get that from our IT guys tomorrow. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family, James. Welcome on board. Again, our job is to keep you as a long-term customer, and we know the only way of doing that is making sure we produce results. You will have the website, the Facebook, the Apple, those will be up and running in about 7 to 10 business days.
Okay.
And then the only thing that takes us a few weeks, is to get you verified through Google. Google just wants to make sure that you're a legitimate company, right? I mean, which is not very hard for us to verify, that you're an actual company, that you're not just an average or anybody off the street just, you know, wants to put their company on the first page and they're not actually doing lawn care or pressure washing services. So, again, it's a pretty, process that we take care of on our end. Again, just do me a huge favor, James, make sure tomorrow, 10 a.m., you pick up that call. Okay, because again, the service is already paid for now, so we don't want to waste any time.
Right.
Okay. And then I will send you my information as well, brother. If you ever have any questions, I'm going to text it over to you. Oh, well, your text message doesn't seem to be. I'll email it to you. No worries. It's, same email. Yeah. Let me know.
I just got it. A few minutes ago, I did get a text message from Local Splash.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So that same number.
Texts are working.
Okay. So that same number, the 877 number that you're getting text messages from, that's the number you can reach me. The only thing you want to write down is my personal extension, James. It's 1128.
Okay. Well, I pulled my pad out.
Yeah. I'm the only Mario in the company, so you can't get me confused. There's no other Mario.
Okay. Okay. All righty. We got her done.
Okay, perfect. 1128, Mario. Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m., James. Be on standby for that call. And again, thank you so much, brother. You have a good one. Welcome to the family. And, you know, let's work together to, you know, get the ball rolling and get you on that first page of Google.
And I do greatly appreciate it. I had thought about hitting, going through Google Business deal.
Okay. Okay.
A couple of times I've thought about it, and then I just kind of, I said, well, let me hold off on this, to make sure I get my finances situated before
start
jumping the gun.
It makes a lot of sense. I definitely understand, brother. Like I said, I think you're going to be quite happy that you did, take that opportunity and put your company up there. And again, just make sure that you answer that call for us tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, if we miss you, we have to reschedule. And sometimes it can take a day or two. That's why I'm being very diligently to make sure that you do pick up that call tomorrow at 10.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be – I'll be sitting in front of my computer. I got two computers that I kind of mess around with, and then I've got a regular a bigger touchscreen computer, all-in-one type touch computer that as my backup, so to speak. And then, of course, I got my son, my oldest son, who had gone through the IT course and doing all that. And he's trying to get into that, doing all that. So at some point in time, I'm going to start pushing him on it.
Okay. Well, James, again, welcome on board, brother. We'll talk tomorrow, 10 a.m.
All right, my friend. I greatly appreciate you.
No, you got it, brother. You have a good one. Again, welcome to the family, and we'll be in touch tomorrow morning.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. All right, now. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.